From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team beat Salem in the regional quarterfinals last night, 68-59.
Morrison pushes out in transition on the drive in the lane, goes right down Main Street, can't get the left hand layup to though, but Isaac Smith goes up high and flushes back the putback. 43-32, the Eagles have opened up an 11-point lead in emphatic fashion.
Kobe Morrison led the way for the Eagles with 19 points, while Isaac Smith finished with 17. GW is now 21-3 overall and will play in the regional semifinals on Wednesday. The GW girls fell in the regional quarterfinals last night to EC Glass 54-28. The Eagle girls finished the season with a record of 14-11. There's also plenty of regional action tonight involving area teams. The Tunstall boys basketball team will play at Northside in the regional tournament tonight at 6. The Chatham girls are the 3 seed in Region 2C and will host Martinsville tonight at 6. The Dan River boys are the 5 seed in Region 2C and will play on the road at Glenver tonight at 6:30. The Gretna boys basketball team will host Radford in the regional quarterfinals as the 2 seed tonight at 6:30. And the Gretna girls are the 5 seed and will play at Appomattox tonight. The UNC basketball team won their fourth in a row last night as they won at Florida State 96-85. The Heels had 6 players score in double figures, with R.J. Davis leading the way with 20 points and Seth Trimble adding 17. UNC is now 18-11 overall and 11-6 in the ACC. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.